You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend is sleeping on my couch because he doesn't have his own place. How do I help him not stay here forever? Let's get into it.
Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock on, I just made that up.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man of his music together, Jed Brewer.
That's a catchy slogan. You should copyright that.
Yeah, I just said it, you know, because I thought of it.
Brilliant.
We're going to copyright that in Rock Court. A very, very unpopular daytime judge show we're trying to get off the ground. But until we get that off the ground, we'll continue to answer your questions that come into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question came in and said, my friend is sleeping on my couch because he doesn't have his own place. How do I help him not stay here forever? And Glenn, let's start off by pointing out that the not staying here forever is important. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But we should start by celebrating the first half of this.
For sure. I think it's great that you want to be generous with your living quarters there and help a friend in need. That's a good thing. We're going to talk about how to manage that and maybe get out of problems that sometimes arise from that. But we do want to make sure that it's understood that it's great to be welcoming and friendly. It's true that some people you bring them in and it's a great situation, but this person had some dysfunctions that led them to need help. They might be bringing those dysfunctions in with them.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And Jed, I'd love to get you here because, as Glenn says, this is a generous thing.
Absolutely.
And that's to be celebrated. However, I think sometimes we get this idea in our mind that generosity inherently means whatever you need for as long as you need it, man.
Sure.
And anything less than that is not generous. And turns out if you're letting someone crash on your couch for free, that's generous. You get credit for generosity.
Absolutely. You are being generous. You're sharing what you have and what you've been given. And we're proud of you. That's a good thing. But, of course, it is easy for generosity to go from something that we're happy to do and that we feel good about to something that we feel less good about and then something that we don't want to do and then something we hate doing. And we don't want to see that happen to you. You know, the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver, and that's the goal here, is to be able to give in a way that we feel glad about. Part of doing that here is to understand that not all house guests are created equal. Some people are good at being a house guest. Jeff helps take out the trash. I feel good about it.
Jeff is an asset to this household.
Absolutely right. Other people really create trash and never remove it from the domicile, thus being a net drain on the house.
Bob, I didn't even know they made Surge anymore, but there are cans everywhere.
The funny thing is, even if you had the world's greatest house guest who just, he wipes down the bathroom surfaces and he takes out the trash and it's a whole thing, nobody wants a permanent house guest forever. I mean, at a certain point, well, now you need to be a roommate, and that probably means sharing rent, and, we have to have a different arrangement. And there's not necessarily something wrong with that if you both feel good about it, but house guests can't really be house guests forever. I think the question that we need to look at in order to get some wisdom moving forward is, why doesn't your friend have his own place? What's gone down that's led to your friend being in a position where he needs to be couch surfing? So I think we should look at that.
It's a really great point. And again, we do want to stress that asking those questions, wanting to get into that, is not mean.
No.
You're coming from a helpful place because you want to help this person. But also, people don't just get to live in your house forever for rent-free. That doesn't make you a bad person. That makes you someone who has normal boundaries, which we're going to pick up with, talk a lot more about when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. You're here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Judge Ozzie's rulings are often surprisingly strict.
Yeah, hard to understand, but strict. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Today on Rock Court.
Yeah, I think Jed's angling for the voiceover job, and
I think
he may just get it.
Wow.
We're continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my friend is sleeping on my couch because he doesn't have his own place. How do I help him not stay here forever? And Glenn, we closed out last segment out with Jed making the very good point that you can be a generous, good friend who's helping someone out. But it is also important to solve this situation to get into some asking the questions about why. And yeah, you've been doing this work with folks who have been in these kind of situations, going through tough times for a long time. And let's talk about some whys.
Well, yeah, I think there are generally a variety of reasons. And it's often good to get to the bottom of the reason as opposed to the stated thing that came out at the very beginning, you know. You know, my roommates were jerks, and so they kicked me out. Well, and did you play a role in that? Or
they were all obsessed with rent and stuff.
That's right. You know, there's a sense of some people ask for help in a way that implies I don't want you to ask any hard questions about it.
Yeah,
and that's a big sign there. You know, I want to live in your house, but don't ask me any questions. You know, that's not going to fly.
Why does he sound like a wizard, Glenn?
But I think it's important. Let's dig down into the nature of the problem, because otherwise we're not going to be able to find a solution.
Yeah, that's a great point. And Jed, of course, the delicate part about that, if we haven't done a lot of this kind of we would use the word confrontation, and that doesn't mean yelling at someone. When we use that, we just mean talking about a situation. But that does take both people being involved.
Yep.
And that can be a little tricky sometimes. So how do we do that right?
Well, it's a good question, man. I think starting out, having a sense of what some of the possibilities could be of what we're dealing with is going to help a little bit, you know. So as Glenn said, and rightly so, people wind up needing a place to stay for all kinds of reasons. They, you know, maybe they went through a bad breakup, they lost a job, they just moved, you know, from one city to another. But if we have a sense of what some of the possible reasons are, we can also begin to have a sense of what some of the solutions are, right? If your buddy's girlfriend kicked him out, but he has a job, then that's a very different situation than if he just moved to your town and he doesn't have any work. These are two very different situations that require very different solutions. But it also gives you a sense of the kind of conversation that you're going to need to have with your house guest of how, you know, what we can do about this. But that leads to really, I think, the key question that's before both you and your friend is, are you guys prepared to sit down and talk openly about his situation and about what is now your situation because he's living at your place? You know, as Glenn said, sometimes people have a way of kind of hinting, I feel bad, I feel embarrassed, I don't really want to talk about this.
Right.
So couldn't we not? And the answer to that is no. We have to talk about these things. You know, I mean, if you need a place to stay for a couple days, maybe you can do that without us needing to talk about it. If it's past that, we got to talk about it, man. We need to get into it. And as Glenn rightly said, if there's a, well, I'm not willing to talk about it, that's a different situation. And that's something that we'd want to take a different and far stricter approach to.
Absolutely right. We'll talk about how to do that when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud. with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Back in the 80s, I was in Rock Court for a Class 3 guitar solo misdemeanor.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little too long there.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah.
And when you went too long in the 80s, strictures were way less strict back then.
Yeah, that's right.
Also joining us, the man who puts the music together, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
After college, I applied to be a bailiff on Rock Court, but was roundly rejected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, because of your record.
Exactly right, exactly right.
Yeah, we heard about your synth dealings, Mr. Brewer. We don't think you're welcome in Rock Court. We're going to answer the question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend is sleeping on my couch because he doesn't have his own place. How do I help him not stay here forever? And Glenn, in that last segment, Jed closed us out by talking about the need to have some open, honest discussions about where we are and how we got here. So you need to develop that a little bit more for us.
Well, yeah, I think a big part of the problem is, as we were talking about before, a lack of having these conversations that need to be taking place. Particularly having those open conversations early.
Yes.
As in, on the way in. Before we say
how long
yes.
Are you planning on being here, Jerry?
Yeah, that kind of thing. There's a lot of problems that come in with those assumptions there. Yeah, I assume that this was going to be a couple of days. He assumed it was an open-ended, who knows when, man. Kind of maybe just get into it and bond for a while, man. But working out those, getting rid of those assumptions and laying out specifically what the need is that the guy has, and then how do we best meet that need, and when do these transitions need to take place? That's really essential.
It really is, and it's a fantastic point. And Jed, in our day jobs, we work with folks coming out of jail, folks coming out of addiction in the city of Chicago. And a lot of that often starts with something we can help them with.
Yes.
And develops into something we're not equipped to help them with.
Sure.
So in those situations, how do we deal with getting people the help they do need?
That's a great question. That's a great question. So here's the beautiful thing. It's uncomfortable to talk about this stuff. No one wants to do that. But if you and your friend will push through and have an open conversation, which we really strongly want to encourage you to do, we can begin with simple questions. How did we get here? What situation left you without your own place? No judgment. We just want to both understand. What's the solution to that problem? Or what kinds of solutions exist to that problem? What's the first step for those solutions? Do you need help taking that first step? Is there a way that I, as your friend, can assist you in that? Now, we may find, as we ask those questions, we may find that actually there are some relatively straightforward solutions and we can really get somewhere. We also may find that there are other things that are going on. There may be issues related to addiction and substance abuse. There may be issues related to some criminal background. There may be issues related to mental health history. It's no judgment on any of that. It's just these are things that come up. If you find things that are outside of your area of expertise or you just don't know what to do with them, that's a great moment to reach out for outside help. That could be talking to a rehab. That could be talking with a housing shelter. That could be talking with people that specialize in mental health treatment. There's a lot of solutions out there. But here's the thing. We can't look for those good solutions until we have a better sense of the problem. And we find that better sense of the problem by having an open and honest discussion together with our friend.
That's all right. We'll be back with more right here on The Bridge Live. God, I'm here.
I'm not afraid.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I was really shocked by recent findings in Rock Court pertaining to the use of spandex.
Yeah.
Sure. The court has had a long and varied history when it comes to that particular.
Yeah.
We all remember the reign of Chief Justice Roth.
Yeah.
And it was a dark time for some.
It was an activist court, really.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay.
Wow, that was a deep cut.
Thank you.
We're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend is sleeping on my couch because he doesn't have his own place. How do I help him not stay here forever? And we've heard a lot of good stuff, and we're talking about when the need to have some open, honest, frank discussions to get a sense of better sense of the picture. And as we can tell you, as people who have to have a lot of those discussions go, a lot of times that goes down a lot easier over a nice cheeseburger. If it's a tougher discussion, maybe some bacon on that cheeseburger. If it's a real tough discussion, you may need a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
Glenn, as we mentioned, you've been doing this work a long time, and that has a lot to do with evaluating people's needs.
Yeah.
And getting what they need. So how do we do that in a way that really gets our friend the help they need and that we feel good about?
Well, the last part really hit on it, because the work that we do is we're not only helping their physical situation, we're hopefully helping their emotional and spiritual situation as well. We're helping them have a closer relationship with God and using that as a basis of driving the rest of this process. But it's important for us to divorce from that process our need to be liked within that. And there's a tendency to let that drive our decision making and being afraid of what will people say and so on and so forth. But we have to get away from that. I want to help you, whether you feel helped or whether you come away feeling positive or not, that's a non-issue. I'm doing this because I want to do it for me. That leads us into the idea of am I helping or am I enabling? And God wants us to help people. He does not want us to enable people. So figuring out how to draw that line and make it clear what's going on will give us the permission to set those healthy boundaries.
Absolutely right. Jed, anything you'd add to that as we close out?
Absolutely. All healthy relationships have boundaries. And boundaries is a fancy word that just means things we're willing to put up with and things we're not willing to put up with, and a clear line between those two. Here's why that matters. You love your friend, but it's easy for the people we love, if there's no check on their behavior, to get us to a place where we don't want to help them anymore. Mm-hmm. And if we don't want to help them anymore, before long, we won't be willing to help them anymore. And all of a sudden, that's really bad for our friend. This thing that we started doing because we cared for our friend has now wound up hurting our friend.
Yeah.
Well, when we love people, we don't want to see that happen, so we won't let that happen. So it's really important to have a sense as early as possible of what you're willing to put up with, what's healthy, and what you're not willing to put up and what isn't healthy. And to be clear, that's a decision that's driven by love, not by selfishness. It's a decision that's driven by care for them, not a fixation on yourself. Assert those boundaries. Assert what you're willing to be okay with and what you're not. We've got your back, and so does God.
We'll be right back here next week, right here on The Bridge Lab.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.